Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Escalation Line. My name is Nina. Give me one moment to pull up my system.
Hi, Nina.
Hello. Okay, and this is Daniel. Is that Schoolmaker?
You got it.
And
not
you're
get it right.
I see like attorneys on TV, Schoedeker, and they was like Schoedeker. They was saying different. And your name looks sort of like that.
Right. I always get like Shoemaker, and I'm like, well, there's no shoe in there.
And you're on Broadway and Catskill?
Broad Street.
Broad Street and Catskill.
Correct.
And this is Ghostbusters Ecto-1 Bill. You're on your seventh shipment. Is that the shipment you're inquiring about?
Well, kind of. So.
Kind of?
I was basically waiting on issue 16 because I was delayed, and now... So then, long story short, I was basically being delayed a couple of times here. So as it stands right now, I was given a wrong tracking number with my last shipment. And
you said you
was shipment,
I didn't understand the phone cut off. You said you was given the wrong phone number?
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to take my speakerphone. Okay. So what had happened was I'm waiting on a shipment, which was basically 16, and that I haven't gotten 16 yet, and 60 was supposed to come in with the most recent one, which was 62-something, and that's what I'm kind of curious about, when I'm supposed to get that. You know what I'm saying?
Are you saying part kit 16?
Correct.
It would be on the next shipment, January the 22nd, because this one stops at from... This says 15 to 18.
Right. When I got already, which is basically all of that. But what had happened was I was told one thing, and I think it's something else. So I was told that I was given the wrong tracking number for issues. Wait a second here. Issues 26 through 35. I was told I was given the wrong tracking number for that. So I got one tracking number, then you guys got a second one. So I was told, well, it shows that it's been delivered. And I'm like, well, I don't have it delivered. I have it that it was still New Jersey. Well, then long story short, they're like, well, you want a reshipment? And I was like, sure, fine, whatever. And I mean, I would want the stuff, but it's almost like you kind of don't believe me in any roundabout way when I say I don't have the item. But yeah, I'm basically curious about the 20. So you're basically saying I should get that the 16 soon, right?
Well, I'm just looking at the last shipment. It says part kit 15 is in that shipment.
16, right?
No, 15 is in December 29th shipment.
Okay, so... Hold on, I'm looking at this. Okay, yeah, 15. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my last receipt, and it's not the number's not in order. So you're right. 15. So issue 15, and then whatever ones after that are basically in that shipment. I should get that one soon, right?
Yes, within about 10 days, you should have that shipment. I can't see what's in the next shipment until it goes out.
Right. Now, like I said, I was told that was basically delayed until February.
Why is that?
Because that's what I was explaining to you. For some apparent reason, I was given the wrong tracking number on the 26 through 35. I have one tracking number, and supposedly you guys have a separate tracking number. And then they're telling me, well, you should have that item in place at your house. And I'm like, I don't. Well, we have to do a reshipment on that. And now, long story short, item 34.
What day was that?
It was a couple weeks back. But long story short, now they're saying because issue 34 is out of stock, I have to wait until February now for that.
For what?
For issue 34, they're saying issue 34 is out of stock now, so I have to wait even longer.
Did you skip it?
No. I didn't skip it.
It's not out of stock.
It's
not out of stock because I just pulled your account back up, and it didn't let me know that it's out of stock. But it also didn't let me know what's in the next shipment because I'm still looking at December 29th shipment.
Right. I was told it's out of stock. 34 is out of stock until February.
That might be
right,
on the stock list, but who's to say it's not in your shipment now? Because I sort of did what you just said on one of my calls. The man was asking me about the binder and a certain item. And the binder and the IOU item, both of those items were in his shipment that was coming. But I was looking at the ETA list, which said February 28th. But he's getting from the IOU.
Right.
He's
so,
getting the item.
Because that's why I was kind of confused about it, because I was supposed to have gotten the 26 or 35, whatever the heck it is, basically at the end of December, and I didn't get it. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? Why didn't I get it? And then they were like, well, because issue 34 is out of stock, so you have to wait for issue 34 to come in. I'm like, okay, when is issue 34 get in? And they're like, oh, not until February. I'm like, oh, well, great.
Okay, well, this says on your next shipment you're going to get magazine 12, and that magazine 12 covers part kits 39 through 42.
All right, so that's a different one then, right? Hold on, let me just check on the, because like I said, what I have at the house now, I don't need to repeat myself, right? No, what I have in my house right now is 16 through, looks like 26, I think right now. And then my next shipment, which basically was the one that was delayed, which is...
It says two shipments, December 4.
So they're sending me 26 again, and then 26, 27, 28, 29, through 35.
That was December 4th.
Right. I never got that one. And now they're because the one I got was for, which was basically November, which was November 6, 2020. I got that one. But this December one I never got. Now they're saying that that's on back order because 34. So.
I do see two reships processed for January the 7th. They.
Sometimes it's frustrating because it's like you want to start getting building. You want to start getting building, and then it's like everything gets delayed.
The shipment that you're talking about, 35, 34, 33, 32, and 31, and 30, 29, all the way to
28, 26. 27. Looks like I had 26 here, right? Oh, no, I had the magazine for 26, but I don't have the kit for it. I think it looks like. So 26 through 35 is what I need.
And that's what's reshipped from January the 7th. So in about 10 days, you should get a tracking number on those reships.
Right. What they're saying forever because of the delayed on 34.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
You said what?
I don't know.
34? I don't see that 34 is out of stock because it would have said that when I first pulled up your account.
Right, but
it could have been, but it's not now.
Okay, so then I should be receiving 26 through 35 soon then, right?
On the reship. Looks like you're going to receive two shipments of the same thing. Because the other one you say you didn't receive it, you're going to receive it, it's just been a shipment delay. So you're going to actually receive when there's a delay, don't request a reship until the delay 30 days out, because the shipment usually ends up in your hand.
Well,
and
no.
And then another ship reship.
No, no. What had happened was when I had asked what had happened, because it was past the day due, or might have been, they told me that it had already been delivered. And I said to them that, well, it makes no sense because I don't have it at my house. They're saying, well, it is at your house. And I'm like, I don't have that item in my house. There is no shipping. I don't have the track number that I actually have was saying it was still in New Jersey, not shipped out yet. And the lady was like, no, you're wrong. It's showing that it's delivered. And I'm like, no, I don't have it. So that's where things kind of got to the point where then a reshipment had to be done. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, I don't know. I was told the tracking number was incorrect on my end, but, like, why would there be an incorrect tracking number put on the first place? If everything is generated,
it's not incorrect tracking number. The first tracking number is the Eagle Moss tracking number, and that creates a shipping label. Can't pull up nothing with that. You can. The second tracking number would be the USPS tracking number.
Right. Now, when I went to the email that you guys sent me, I was given a tracking number for the for that item, which was 26 through 35. And when I gave, and when I explained to the supervisor that I spoke to last time about that, she explained to me that was a wrong tracking number. And I said, well, that makes no sense because it's showing that this is my items. It's showing where the items were supposed to be in New Jersey, and they're not here. She said, no, you were given the wrong tracking number.
Let's see, this is six. That was shipment six. I hope it let me see that. Hold one moment. Okay, shipment number six was December 10th. Now, what tracking number are you referring to? The USPS tracking number?
Yes. So
it ends in 95, 72.
Well, let me go to my tracking number that I was given on that day, because I was told that it was incorrect. So hold on. Let me go to my tracking number. Okay. All right, I'm gonna put you on speakerphone super quick. So the tracking number I was given, which was Eagle Moss tracking number, all right, so that's confusing. Now it's saying, so I'm looking at this tracking number.
And see, the reason why I said they shouldn't have reshipped it, because that shipment is en route to you as of today. Oh, my.
See, that's the thing. So wait a second. It's confusing because it says it's in New Jersey, but then it says in New Jacksonville, Florida.
I see Jacksonville, Florida.
Right,
I don't see
New
Jersey.
York.
No, but it's in transit to you.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know the route that they, you know, that.
It's confusing the route going from New Jersey to Florida, then back to New York.
No, I mean, I don't even try to understand USPS routing. But this shipment has left Pickney Bowles and is in transit to you today.
So would you agree that I was given the wrong information by the supervisor in the first place then?
I can't say that. But all I wanted to do is check the tracking. You said it was the incorrect tracking number, and I just tracked the shipment. The tracking number you have ends in 9572?
Correct. I told her. Now, this is the funny part, because I told her the exact same tracking number, and she says, no, that's incorrect. The tracking number I have is blah, and I'm like, well, no, this is the tracking number I have. And she said, No, you're incorrect. So then that's where the reshipment had to be redone again. She was telling me that my package was – this is where things got confusing, where she was telling me that I was given the wrong tracking number and I should have got my items already. So that's why a reshipment had to be done in the first place.
Hmm. See, it never shipped out. It's just in transit to you now.
So there's where things got messed up. There was you can't say it, but I'm going to say it, but there was misinformation done that should have been more like, hey, listen, there's a little bit crazy here at us right now. Give it time. It's going to get to you. Instead of saying you were given the incorrect tracking number, it's showing that it's delivered at your house, and it's not.
January.
So that's at least what I was told. So.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
All right. Yeah. Now that the one that was 26 or 35 is moving, and is actually going to get to my house now, being it's still in Jacksonville, Florida, for some reason. Does that mean that you guys can delay the other one? You guys basically stop the other one then?
Let's see. Can I stop that reship? Hold one moment.
Because I don't want to get two and then not need
have
it. You
have to
know
send
what I'm
it back. That says pending reship of magazine 9. You need that. You need pending reship of magazine 9?
Magazine 9 is what now?
I don't know. It says pending reship of magazine 9.
The magazine 9, the one that basically I needed was magazine for issue 15. I never got that magazine for issue 15, but the magazine should be in the $62 one, shouldn't it?
I can't stop it then, because the only thing that I could stop is magazine 9, and it's not, and I said no. It's not even giving me the option, so you're going to receive it. I can't even count.
I mean, there was just basically a bit of a miss error on some part, but I think just the delay of wondering where the heck it was in question, so.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, but thank you so much, Nia. I really appreciate it.
Okay, you're more than welcome. This is Ninette Eaglemoss. Enjoy your evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.